All right, y'all, get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I am one of your hosts, Mr. David Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., promoter, event planner, all around good time, good guy. I was going to say all around good time. You know,
I know, but, Dave.
I can't put that out there. It's not that kind of program.
The weekend is over.
The weekend is over. I know the weekend is over. But anyway, man about town and hanging out with my partner, Mr. Leonard Young. What's going on, sir?
Dave, everything is good. This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, black media specialist, all around good guy. How's it going, Dave?
I can't call it, man. It's after the weekend, you know, so we made it through the weekend. Your eyes didn't get burned out by the eclipse or anything today, did it?
Barely.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to think about what I did and nothing's coming to mind, but I'm here.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, what about yourself?
Actually didn't do anything too big this weekend. It was kind of a chill weekend, matter of fact. Yeah. It really was. Yeah. So you know, watched a lot of sporting events and so forth, which we'll get into later. And you know, but it was a relaxing type weekend. Yeah, so didn't do too much. So you know, the weather kinda held out for us this weekend. It wasn't too bad. And I know this week is supposed to be an uptick in as far as the weather is concerned.
Thank you. But it's supposed to rain again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I know. But it's supposed to be warmer,
crazy.
Though.
Yeah, it's supposed to be warmer, definitely though. Be warmer.
Yeah, so, well, you know, we'll see what happens. But I know I need to, you know, when you come over to cut my grass, so I can get my grass cut.
I'm coming on April 1st. How about that?
Okay. All right. Keep that in mind. All right.
Yeah, please do.
I know I was talking to Tim, and Tim was telling me he was talking to Sam Bailey. I know you got this big event coming up down there in June. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Sure. So in June, everyone may be familiar, but of course June is Black Music Month, and there is a entrepreneur promoter in Delaware, Sam Bailey, who will be doing a Black Music Festival at GNR Campground June 8th. Tickets are available through him. Don't call us yet, but tickets are available through him. And I know he's going to have a web link up soon where people can come for the music fest. And now if you're interested in camping for the weekend, RV, cabin, or tent, call us. But if you're looking for tickets, don't call us.
All right. And it's an all day event, right?
Yep.
It's 9 to 6 or 9 to 6 or something like that.
I think it's like an 11 to 6. So it's definitely, you know, a daytime event. It is outside. People are encouraged to bring their own chairs. It's BYOB and BYOF. So, you know,
no vendors or anything gonna be there?
Okay. I believe he is gonna have a couple vendors there as well.
Okay.
Not sure who they are yet.
Okay. All right. And that should be pretty nice. I know one of the featured featured band is gonna be Best Kept Soul, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And I know Tim is supposed to be one of the DJs down there. I think he's going to have a couple DJs down there as well. So gotcha. It should be a nice event. So, so hopefully everybody that's listening will come on out and support the event. And, you know, cause, I know you got another event the following week after that, right? It's a completely different event, but you know, this one's for us.
Yep. So the following weekend, we have an event called June Jam, which is the longest running music festival in the nation. They're going on. This is going to be their 45th year. So, you know, we're excited about having that event, too. You know, so the campground is going to be very busy in the month of June.
That's right. Okay. All right. So if you guys are looking for stuff to do this summer, come on down to the GNR campground because that's where all the stuff is going to be happening this summer. Look out for some other events that are going to be going on down there this summer too. We're trying to work that out as well. So, all right. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of music and good music at that, we have a guest joining us today. And Leonard, why don't you tell him about who we have on?
Sure. So, Dave, today our guest is Valerie Newman. She's a vocalist, recording actress, I'm sorry, recording artist and actress. Valerie is a native of New Jersey. She started singing at a young age, and right out of high school, she was singing professionally with her first R&B band, Finesse. With Finesse, she has performed on stages in Atlantic City casinos, all over the tri-state area, and around the world, entertaining U.S. troops on USO tours. She's currently performing with her band Spellbound. Some other artists and groups she's toured, recorded, and shared the stage with include Roy Ayers, CeCe Calloway, Anaya Jazz, Tony Big Cat Smith, Richard Tucker and the Universal Concept, the Philly Rock and Soul Band, the Big Blue Band, the Quake Band, the Budesi Brothers, Marcellus Floyd, and Best Kept Soul. Valerie's soothing vocals have been used by companies such as United Way, Citibank, and Rocking Hot Radio on their radio ads. Valerie's acting performances include the musical stage plays The Color Purple and Dream Girls. She received an award for her commercial voiceover work from the Delaware Press Association and a resolution from Newcastle County Council for her performance in The Color Purple. Her vast knowledge of music and her love for diverse genres is evident when her playlists seamlessly blend R&B, soul, smooth jazz, and gospel on stage and in the studio. Her music resonates because it transcends boundaries, which contributes to her widespread appeal, making her a unique artist. Valerie's debut EP, Spellbound, covers songs from some of her favorite vocalists, such as Mickey Howard, Natalie Cole, Brandi Wells, Whitney Houston, all sung from her heart to yours. So without further ado, Valerie, we would like to welcome you to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How
Welcome.
are you?
Welcome,
Good.
welcome.
Good.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
oh, no, go ahead.
You made that Valerie sound like a star. Can I meet her after the show, please? I'm
Yeah,
kidding.
yeah, yeah. But Valerie, it's so funny because when I'm reading the bio, I'm like, geez. So, first, Dave and I first just want to thank you for, being our guest on today. Second, I want to congratulate you on your new EP, Spellbound, out as
Thank
well.
you.
But to take it back from the beginning, so I know it said right out of high school you were singing professionally. So, where did your love of music come from? And where were you? I'm sure you were singing in high school too, but can you tell us about your high school years and younger and singing music?
Absolutely. We all, well, I can't say we all start from
Well,
church.
hold on, Dave does.
Oh,
So
you too,
I,
Dave.
yep, Dave's a singer. I don't know if he told you, but Dave don't
I
like to toot
don't.
his own horn, so I'll just go toot it for him. But I'm sorry,
And
Valerie. Go ahead.
I don't like to toot mine either, but started way back in church. I say 5, 6 years old, church choir, Baptist church. You know how that goes. Singing in three choirs, different churches. Went through church, high school, start, well, of course, the choir and should I say high school choirs, Oakcrest band front. From there, high school, well, after high school, I went into, well, I started doing pageants before that. And I was always singing. That was my talent for the pageants. From there, high school, graduated and auditioned for my first band, which was called Finesse. And well, got it the first try. Thank goodness for that one. From there, I mean, it was like a whirlwind. I mean, from casinos to every place in Atlantic City you could possibly sing. And the reason, well, the way that we got the USO tours, we were singing in Showboat. It was called Pirate's Cove back then. And one of the recruiters for USO tours, he actually, DOD tours, he was actually in the audience.
Oh, wow.
He was there for a week. He came one particular Saturday night. He saw us and he came back the following Friday before he left. After we finished our first set, he approached us and asked us how we felt about touring. Have you ever done this? Have you done that? No, we have not. Well, how would you like to audition? Well, we had already auditioned. It was just a process they had to go through to get us through the DOD or whatever.
Right.
So we that was Virginia. So we went through the audition process, and of course, the week later, we found out that we were selected to represent for the U.S. Well, DOD, Department of Defense. That's what DOD stands for.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So from there, that's another whirlwind. We're back in the casino for a while, and our first trip was to Alaska. Now that was special. I don't like cold, but I had to get to like it real fast. We went to from there. We were there for like 3 weeks.
Now,
From the next trip,
Valerie, let me ask you a question real quick. So when you were in Alaska, what type of performances were you doing, or like what type of venues were you performing in?
okay, Alaska, they flew us to everywhere we performed. They flew us to another place. We went to Aleutian Islands. We went to with Fairbanks. We went to, I can't remember the very first spot where we landed, but there we flew different islands there while we were there for the sergeants and the private events they had and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Fair,
Okay. Now, also looking at your bio, so it says your vocals have been used by companies such as United Way, Citibank. Is there anything that we would recognize if you said it or sang it?
A song that you would recognize,
Yes. So
or a
I know you
special
said,
function.
well, I know you said some of the vocals have been used by United Way, Citibank on their radio ads.
No. Okay, for Citibank and United Way, I performed for them. I represented
Oh,
them.
okay.
I
Gotcha.
didn't do ads for them. As far as LB Rock and Hot Radio.
Gotcha. Okay. And then how did the radio come to use your voice on their ads? Like how did that come about?
Well, actually, that would be Linwood Jackson, his radio show,
Oh.
92.1.
Yep. Shout out to Linwood Jack.
I'm sorry.
No, I just said shout out to Linwood.
Yes. Absolutely.
One of Dave's good buddies and friend to the show. Yep. Now, okay, so we kind of talked about some of your past. So let's skip to the biggest thing happening right now. Tell us about your EP.
Okay, I just re finished recording that, as a matter of fact, right before Christmas. Well, right after Christmas, should I say, complete. I did a, well, my four of my favorite artists that I love to sing, represent, should I say, that are past. Whitney Houston, Natalie Cole, we have Brandi Wells, and we also have, well, Mickey Howard is still here. But I had to add her Imagination. Not many people know that song, but once they hear it, they never forget it.
Gotcha.
Well, I know the song very well. So,
Do you?
I actually saw Mickey Howard a few times in person. So,
Have you? I've never seen her in person, but let me tell you, TV is fine too. She's awesome.
We're waiting to see you on TV.
Right.
After this album, after this EP, we'll hopefully be able to see you that way. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Absolutely.
And Valerie, I got last question. So can you tell us what was the process like to come out with your own EP? So like what was it? Did you already have a lot of the songs written? I know majority may have been cover song, but was it a quick process? Was it, sometimes we hear about artists that get in the studio and knock out an album in like a day or a weekend. What was that process like for you?
Well, I actually started it with one studio and went to another. The first was Kendall Studios. We started with two of these songs on the EP there. Now, Kendall is actually closed down now. So at this point, Bill Kane, BCA Records, that's where I completed the whole entire EP. And
Okay.
that's been like maybe a month, or maybe 2 months
Two
that
months.
it's been
Okay.
complete. So it's been like, not, I can't say grueling, but it was a lot, but I'm satisfied.
Okay. Awesome. All right,
Great experience.
Dave, you have some questions as well?
I just wanted to go back a little bit. With the, you started out with the band Finesse. Now, how long were you with them, by the way?
Oh my goodness. Oh man, maybe 12 years?
12
12
years.
years.
Okay.
12 years. Yes.
Now, were you guys a cover band, or did you do a lot of original music as well? Or how what type of music was it that you guys did?
We were definitely a cover band. We worked on a few originals, which, as a matter of fact, a few of the members from back then tried to, well, right before Christmas, also wanted to redo the original that they started and never completed back then.
Okay.
And
All right.
we
So
did a lot of,
you're still connected with those guys now.
oh, absolutely. When I go to Atlantic City, I still work with a few of them.
Okay. All right.
They're all
Good,
over the
good.
place. We have one band member who actually went to Japan at one particular time, and he met someone, got married, never came back.
Okay.
So that was a good trip for him.
Yeah, that was a good trip. Yeah, that was a real good trip. Well, you come from what part of Jersey are you from? You mind me asking?
No, South Jersey.
Oh, you're from South Jersey. Okay, because you come from a state that's full of singers. I
Absolutely.
mean, and you mentioned one of the biggest, Whitney. So you have you come from a place that, if you're going to be a singer, especially a female singer, you have a lot of choices to listen to. Coming up, what made you decide this is what you wanted to do?
I guess it's just in my blood. My mom used to sing. We have a lot of singers in our family, but a lot of them they wouldn't get on the stage. They like to be behind the scenes. My brother and sisters, we all played instruments growing up. I played the piano, the clarinet. One brother played the trombone, one played the trumpet, my sister played the flute. One sister played the sax. So we like
Wow.
the Black Brady Bunch.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. So music was always there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Always. We couldn't even clean a room without turning music on.
Okay. All right. No, that's pretty cool. That tells you that, well, first of all, we have to look at it as being a gift, and then also, just being able to cultivate it and make it into something that you really enjoy. Because I know I met musicians, I met singers and so forth who do it but don't necessarily love it. You ever met that type of person? They have
Absolutely.
the talent, but
Right.
they just don't love it, and that's
Almost like a
cool.
job for
Yeah, it's a job to
them.
them, and that's what when you meet somebody that really enjoys it, it's a whole different story. What type of music is it that you love the most? What do you like to perform the most? Jazz, R&B?
I'd
Which
say
what is your brand?
That's a tough one, but R&B is definitely my soul.
Okay.
Definitely my soul. I mean, gospel and jazz, I can do all of them, but let's say R&B is my most would be my first choice.
Okay. All right. And would you do a gospel album?
Absolutely, that's in the main
Okay.
well, that's next actually.
Okay. All right. And then
And
country,
after that,
right? And then country next, right?
possibility.
I mean, some other people are doing it. I'm just saying,
Oh yeah. I'll let it
you
cool off a little bit before I decide on what I'm going to
know.
do.
Before you go that way, right? Okay.
Right, right, right.
But tell me, well, first of all, on the EP, how many songs are on that EP?
There are four.
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 Okay. This one. And did you want to tell us what songs you covered or to let us
I
know?
sure can. I sure
Okay.
can. Natalie Cole.
Which
We
one?
have with we have Inseparable Natalie Cole.
One of my favorites. Okay, go ahead.
Imagination Mickey Howard.
Beautiful song.
Sunrise Brandi Wells.
Ah, okay.
That was Slick and Brandi Wells. Whitney Houston, I Believe in You and Me.
Wow, now that's interesting. Now, what made you choose that particular Whitney Houston song?
I sing it everywhere I go, and the response that I get tells me keep it going.
Okay, that's definitely a unique Whitney song. And of course, anybody that attempts to sing with Whitney, they better know how to sing Whitney.
Absolutely, definitely.
And I've seen some of your clips, and you're doing your thing. So I
Thank
will
you.
give you two snaps up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But
So
that is one of my favorites, though. That is
yeah.
one of my favorites. I put my whole heart and soul in it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now you were an actress, and now do you still act, or is that something you still want to do or still do?
I still do. I'm just waiting for the next play, well, that I'm interested in to actually do. Yes.
Okay. Well,
Full heart.
you actually acted in one of my favorite plays and one of my favorite movies, which is Dreamgirls. I saw the original,
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
I saw the original play, and I was there for the whole thing, and I was just spellbound. Spellbound. Oh, there we go.
There
Excuse me.
it is. Thank you.
All right. By just watching the whole thing unfold and everything else, and Jennifer Holliday was just unbelievable. And of course, when the movie came out, that of course brought back new fans to the
Right.
play. Now, were you one of the lead characters when you did the roles?
No, I was actually one of the stepsisters as one. Okay, the stepsisters are the group that competed against the Dream Girls.
Right. In the movie is
Right,
the
right, right.
girls in the very beginning. Right. Yes.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So, and you enjoy acting?
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. And like
Okay.
the Wilmington Drama League is where the last two plays were. So, I
Okay.
mean, they were awesome. They were awesome.
Yeah, I like the drama league. I've been there for a few
Yeah.
things. Last time I was there was for Omar Rashada's last play. So yeah, so but that's the acting passion, of course a lot of performers love to act, and that also helps to keep them focused on their skills and everything. So that's good that you're doing that. Do you have any major plans to try to get into mainstream acting or anything like that?
Would love to. If the opportunity knocked or came my way, I'd definitely go for it wholeheartedly.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to get that manager of yours to make that
Yes.
happen then, right? So, let me ask this. So you released the EP.
Yes.
Tell me about the band Spellbound. How many members is it, and what are the pieces of the band as far as the instruments and everything and the musicians? Give them a shout out, matter of fact, if you want.
Okay, Spellbound is just being formed the last couple of months. We have a 10-piece. Well, we have a 10-piece with the Kane brothers. I don't know if you're familiar with the Kane brothers.
I'm not familiar. And it's funny because when Leonard was reading your bio, I know a lot of those people that you that was in
Yeah.
your bio. I know Tony, and
Right.
I know a lot of those guys. Richard Tucker, I know very well. So, but the
Right.
Kane brothers, I don't know if I know them or not. Yeah.
Right. They're a horn section. They've been
Are they
here in
big?
Delaware.
Is it a trombone and a
Yes.
trumpet? Okay, I
Yes.
know who you're talking about. Yes, I do know who
Yes,
they're
yes, yes.
talking.
They call Scooby, they call him. Yeah,
I know
there's
who you're talking about.
Daryl Brown and
Oh, Daryl's
are you
playing
familiar
with
with
you.
Daryl
I
Brown?
know Daryl very well too.
And then so like you say, we can break it down to a five piece and a quartet and a trio. It all depends on what the gig is or whatever, but we switch around a lot.
Now, are you guys playing at any particular places that people can see you at on a regular basis, or are you, do you have any like, is there a certain place that people can go catch you guys all the time at this time or anything yet?
At the moment, all the time, no.
Okay, all right, but you're working on it.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I've played at Kelsey's in Atlantic City. I've played, but there's so many different places here. Like I play with the Quake Band, wedding band, cigar lounges. There's a wide variety of places that I do perform. Okay, and May 21st, I'll be at Adelphia. Have you heard of Adelphia in Deptford, New Jersey, from
Yeah, I know about
6 to 9?
Adelphia. Yeah,
Okay.
that's a very nice place, Adelphia is. Yes.
I'll be there with Jimmy.
Well, don't worry. You're going to get a chance to tell us everywhere you're going to be in a few minutes. So don't
Okay.
worry.
Okay.
But we're going to make sure that everybody knows where we can catch you guys. Hopefully, the music scene here in Delaware is really vast, and there's a lot of different artists here. We got quite a few different bands here, and it's, the tri-state areas, also has gotten pretty big with a lot of musicians and so forth. And now we're starting to get some venues that people can go to on a regular basis and play at. You got Wilson's, you got Kelsey's, there's a couple other new venues that are opening up. So, the music scene has gotten very, very wide open now, and people like a variety of things. You got downstate at Dover, well, not Dover Downs anymore, but Bally's, and there's going to be some opportunities at the DNR campground to do, because down at the DNR campground, there's a venue there that you can come in and play as well. So, so there's a lot of different things that people can do, and come and see you and perform. When they come to see you, what can people expect from Spellbound and seeing you guys perform?
Well, they can expect a good time for one, and also to be spellbound. That's why I have the
Okay. Did you come up with the name?
I did. I actually used that name, Spellbound, when I performed or represented United Way for Atlantic City Casinos. The whole all the talent shows that we did and corporate events that we did, I used Spellbound for my group. I was the lead singer.
All right.
So I
Okay.
held on to it and I just rebirthed it now.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, we're glad to hear that you are out there doing your thing. Leonard, you got anything else that you want to ask?
Yeah, so the last thing I was thinking of is Valerie, what is your favorite, and forgive me, I'm not a music person like that, but what is your favorite line from your favorite song that you like to sing? Like, is there anything when you sing a certain one of your songs and it gets to a certain part, you're like, oh, I'm gonna kill it, or
I'd say, free. Denise Williams, free.
So
Diana.
for the listeners who are not familiar, how does that line go?
He's trying to get you to sing. That's what he's trying to get you
Well,
to
no,
do.
no, 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 no. I mean, she doesn't even have to sing it. Well, I mean, if you want to, but I'm just curious, like, what the words are that go with it as well.
Going through a lot in life, sometimes you feel like you've been tied down, or it's like you just have a cloud over your head, and you finally feel like, okay, all right, that weight has been lifted. The clouds are, you know what I'm saying? I can see clearly now, but now I'm free.
Gotcha.
I mean, from the heart and soul, I'm free.
Yeah,
That way.
you know, Leonard's a little on the young side, Val. And so you got to understand, you
Well,
know,
hold on, Valerie.
he doesn't understand. He doesn't know that song, you know.
Valerie, you know, there's two perspectives. Somebody can be young, or the other person can. Never mind. Well, you already know the answer.
Okay, so you know the song, Leonard?
It,
Thank
it
you,
sounds
thank you,
familiar.
thank you,
Sounds
thank you,
familiar.
thank you, thank you, thank you. He
Yeah.
see, he didn't know it.
Dave, did you have any other questions?
Valerie, can you give him a little sample of the song?
I can't excuse my allergies, but I sure can.
Okay, there you go.
Whispering in his
Yes.
ear, my magic potion for love, telling him I'm sincere and that there's nothing too good for us. All right, Leonard, get it.
Love
There
it.
you
I love
go.
it.
There you
Love
go.
it.
Have you heard that before?
Dave, of course, everyone's heard that song. I just didn't know what the name of it was. But yes, I love it because Valerie, when you got to the end of the song, like I was ready for the beat to come on.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
so
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
exactly.
there you go. There you go. Well, that's great. Valerie, why don't you go ahead and take the time to tell us about how people can contact you, social media, your social media pages if they're as far as booking you, and then any upcoming events that you have coming up.
Okay, coming up events will be May 29th. I'm sorry, May 21st, 6 to 9 p.m. at Adelphia's in Deptford. It'll be from 6 to 9, and that's, I mean, for a good cause. It's for, you know, for underprivileged kids. My social media pages, you can reach me on Facebook, Valerie Newman, VALORIE Newman, NEWMAN, and also YouTube. That'll be Valerie Newman dash music. So you can reach me at what am I looking for? Okay, my website is actually under construction at the moment, but it should be up, you know, shortly. And that'll be Valerie underscore spellbound dot com. And well, I told you Facebook, but we're good, but that's good. That's a good way to reach me.
All right. And folks, you know, if you go to her YouTube page, that's where you have some of your videos, yeah, and so forth. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed if you go to that page and listen to some of her stuff. I'm telling you, this lady can really, really blow. I'm telling you,
Thank you.
you know, that's the way we used to talk back in the day. This person can blow,
She can
you know.
blow.
Yeah,
And Valerie, I have one last question. Are you looking for any features on your album? Because my host Dave Coker has been waiting to like
No,
to lay down some tracks.
that's
Oh,
one thing.
really?
That's one thing. That's
Yes.
no,
And in
no,
fact,
no, no,
Dave, can you
no.
say
See,
something for us real quick?
no, we're not doing
Said we're not doing
that.
that
See,
today.
no, he ain't trying to put me on the spot. So, but no, that is, I know with the artists that you have performed with and so forth, and I know, like I said, I know a lot of those guys that is mentioned in your bio. I know them personally, and I know if you hanging out with them cats, especially people like Richard Tucker, who's hanging out with everybody,
He is.
yeah, because every time I look up, Richard's doing this or he's doing that, so you know, so I know you got it together, so. For us to ha actually have the chance to bring you on and interview, this has truly been a pleasure for us. And we really, really want to thank you for taking the time to hang out with us.
Thank
Oh,
you.
no problem. Thank you for inviting me. And
Okay.
I'll be, hopefully I'll be back soon.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Whenever you got something going on, just let us know.
And
Okay.
in
Awesome.
fact, Valerie, do you plan on having any type of kind of like and I know your album's already out, but like an album release party or anything, like a listening session.
Well, we were talking about that a few weeks ago, and
Okay.
like you say, it will be posted
Sure.
as soon as I
Okay.
find out for sure
Okay.
how
Well,
the how and the where.
if you need a venue to have something like that at, keep that in mind.
Is that the
'Cause
campground?
yeah, we have a
Yeah.
venue for you. Yeah, but that
But
is something that you guys can keep in mind if you want to
okay.
do a listening party.
So the Black Music Month in June, the campground. We're definitely going to be there
Okay, yeah,
to
come on out.
Okay, so they have the acts booked, and Sam, I guess that's Sam's event, so he books
Yeah, you got to
event.
talk to Sam about that, but I'm sure is it may not be too late. Talk to him and see what he has to say. You know,
Right.
he controls all the acts that are going to be performing.
Performing.
So, yes. Okay. So you might want to definitely talk to him.
Awesome.
Okay.
That we will do. Okay.
All
All
right,
right.
thank you.
Well, thank
I
you, thank
know,
you,
I know.
thank you.
And thank you again, and we really appreciate it, like we said, and we're looking forward to the album.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll keep you posted on the next EP.
Okay,
All right,
thank
thank
you.
you. All right,
All
thank
right.
you, Valerie.
Have a
You're
good
welcome.
night.
You too. Have a good one.
All right, take care. All right, Mr. Leonard.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go ahead and continue on with the show, everybody. And once again, we want to thank Ms. Valerie Newman for stopping in and hanging out with us. We really appreciate her time. And everyone, look for that EP or check out her pages, especially her YouTube page, so you can check her out. And hopefully you guys will get a chance to hear her soon, somewhere locally. Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into our topics for tonight. Let me see. I guess we'll start with this particular story. I saw this earlier today. Actor Jonathan Majors sentenced to probation, avoiding jail time for assaulting his ex-girlfriend. So it goes, actor Jonathan Majors was sentenced to probation but avoided jail time Monday for assaulting his ex-girlfriend in a high-profile case that derailed his once promising star career. The 34-year-old star of Creed 3 and other films had faced up to a year behind bars after he was convicted of misdemeanor assault by a Manhattan jury in December. Judge Michael Gaffney also ordered Majors to complete a 52-week in-person batterers intervention program.
Oh,
He
wow.
also,
In
yeah, I know,
person? In person?
in person. So that's a year long, 52 weeks. That's a year,
Yeah. Well,
you know.
you know, David, it's funny too, because how is he gonna, well, I mean, not say people are fighting him for movies now, but you know, if you get a movie, you have to go somewhere.
But this may help his career. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
if he gets this done and it shows that he's making an effort to change. You know, this might help him get back. He's 34 years old. He's still young.
Right.
Since he also has to continue with his mental health therapy as well. Following the guilty verdict, Majors was immediately dropped by Marvel Studios, which had cast him as Kang the Conqueror, a role envisioned as the main villain in the entertainment's Empire movies and television shows for years to come. The conviction stemmed from an altercation, for those that don't remember, last March in Majors then with which Majors then girlfriend, Grace Jabari, accused him of attacking her in the backseat of a chauffeured car, saying he hid with his open hand and twisted her arm behind her back. And squeezed her middle finger until it fractured. During a victim impact statement Monday, Jabari said that the incident left her with extreme emotional and physical pain. Majors claimed the 31-year-old British dancer was the aggressor, flying into a jealous rage after reading a text message from another woman on his phone. He maintained he was only trying to regain his phone and get away from Jabari safely. We've heard about the story. You know, of course, we know Majors has moved on with dating. I can't even think of the young lady's name. What's the new girlfriend?
Talking about Megan Good.
Megan Good. Yeah. I was having a senior moment there with Megan Good. And, you know, and so they have been a couple ever since this kind of happened. It's interesting that they're making him do the whole year as far as the basically anger management classes.
Yeah.
And it's not, apparently there's other cases of him having, you know, like a real bad attitude and dealing with a lot of anger issues. So hopefully, you know, because he was on the rise. He was really, he was like being marketed like the next Denzel type person, you know, and you know, and he had a lot going on with Lovecraft Country, you know, when that was on, and you know, of course, he got in with the Marvel stuff in Creed, and you know, so his trajectory was really, really going up. It's really a shame that, you know, things happened the way that they did and derailed his career. What's your feelings on all of this, and especially, you know, well, it's a great thing. He managed to avoid jail time, you know, so that, you know, so hopefully he can get the help that he really needs.
Yeah, I mean, I think my overall thoughts, you know, I've kind of placed Jonathan Majors on the back burner. I'm not expecting much from, you know, his career just because of how far down he fell. But, you know, if other people have said he's had anger management, maybe it's something good for him. You know, I almost think about it, you know, when we hear these actors in Hollywood and they have bad drug habits and they go into rehab, you know, a lot of time we're like, oh, you know, we hope everything turns out well. We hope to get their life back on track. And I mean, anger management is a little bit different, but hopefully he gets his life back on track. And, you know, maybe this is what he needed.
That's true. That's true. You know, when you look at it, you know, we've heard stories of other people having anger management problems. I mean, I never forget, you know, the famous interview that Mike Tyson did with Robin Givens years ago, and how she used to say that he had, you know, she came on TV and said he had anger management issues too. And, you know, and basically outed them like that. You know, when you get that kind of reputation, all it takes is one person to say it, prominent person to say it, and you get that reputation. Because that was what, remember the whole thing with Monique? And, you know, when they came, when Tyler Perry and, well, it wasn't Tyler Perry.
Lee Daniels.
Lee Daniels that said it first, and then Tyler Perry kind of chimed in on it, saying that she was difficult to work with. And, so when you get those kind of people who are saying things about you like that, and of course, with his situation, it wasn't so much that it was a prominent person who at that particular time that all of this stuff came about with the girlfriend and whatever, it wasn't so much that she was well known. She happened to be of the other persuasion, which made it even more pronounced. Right. You know, and we know that, you know, if she was black, I don't know if things would have went as far as they did, you know, but because it, you know, she was other of the other persuasions, of course, things are going to go a little bit further.
Right. I mean,
because that's what has always happened, you know, so. But, you know, I guess we'll monitor and see how this goes, see if he is able to keep out of trouble and to get his career back on track. I don't know if it ever get back to where it was going, but we'll see what happens with him. And hopefully he can make do.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of another person with an attitude issue, you know. When I saw this, I just started laughing when I saw this story, and I just said, "Okay, he's at it again." I think this person just does this just to get us. Well, I call it clickbait. He's definitely clickbait. He definitely is. So this story is about Mr. Trump comparing himself to Nelson Mandela, slammed as slap in the face to the South African leader's legacy. Trump. Republican President Donald Trump compared himself to Nelson Mandela on Saturday in attempts to defend himself against his upcoming hush money criminal fraud trial in New York. Trump faces criminal charges that he violated campaign finance laws ahead of his 2016 election to silence two women who alleged he had extramarital affair. Mandela was in prison for 27 years for opposing racial apartheid and segregated black residents in South Africa, later becoming the country's first elected president and first black head of state in 1994. In a post on his social media app, Trump likened his legal woes to Mandela, which drew strong reactions from black organizers. It's a slap in the face to the legacy and sacrifices of Nelson Mandela and the worldwide impact his life experiences have had on people around the globe. Hold on for a minute. It's a desperate cry. This is what they were saying. It's a desperate cry for attention that we will see more from this extremist leader as the election gets closer. Nelson Mandela's campaigns during the first Democratic election, Cape Town, South Africa, in 1995. There was a photo of him and showing all the people that came out to celebrate him. Simultaneously, Angela Angel, senior advisor for Black Lives Matter, told The Grill that Trump comparing himself to Mandela is like comparing a circus clown to a Nobel laureate. What do you think about all this? That he is trying to compare himself to Nelson Mandela and the plight of Nelson Mandela. I think, like I said, I think he says a lot of stuff just for clickbait to try to get people just to tune in to what he's doing. And he's almost like a shock jock, you know what I mean? You know, from back in the day. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so I mean, really, mine is fairly similar. I was just thinking that, Trump is an entertainer. So as an entertainer, he's going to say things that keep him in the spotlight, that entertain people, give people things to talk about. Because Dave, I was just thinking too, you remember we did a story about a month ago where Trump was comparing a black Republican to Martin Luther King. You remember? And it's like, okay, why are you comparing these people who are nothing like those people? So I mean, I almost feel like he just does stuff to keep them in the limelight, and it's working, because we talking about it here.
I mean, every time you turn on the news, Trump this, Trump that, you know. I mean, he's one thing he knows how to do. I mean, he knows how to get people to tune in, and it's very unique because when you look at our president and Biden, I mean, Biden doesn't have the same appeal when it comes to that type of stuff. But dude, we don't need him to have that type of appeal for all the stupid stuff that we see with Trump, you know. And Trump really, really feels that he's doing stuff, or that he's got stuff going on because he's get these people to tune in. Now, most he doesn't even realize that a lot of us are laughing at what's going on. You know, he doesn't even realize that. He doesn't even have enough sense to realize that. But I just find it amazing.
I mean, I think he just don't care.
Well,
He
that's
just
true.
not there.
That's true. Because I mean, you know, if he can get you to turn your head, then that if he gets one person to turn his head, turn their head towards what he's doing, you know, of course that's going to create a chain reaction, and you know he gets that chain reaction every
Yeah,
time.
no, he definitely does.
He definitely does. So, but to say something as crazy as this, and especially when he likes to throw. He likes to use black people, you know, because he'll quick to say something. Look at all my black friends, or look at my black people that came out to support me. Look over there. See my black people over there? You know, and he's always quick to say something like that, you know. So any he's you know, and of course we had the story where, you know, he was talking about the mugshot, you know, and how that made him more. How that made him more popular with the black people because of the mugshot, you know.
And he came out with the sneakers because black people love sneakers.
Oh my God, yeah. So we got to stop people. We got to stop giving him the media, the giving him the different outlets to be able to say the things and do the things that he. The fact that he's still a candidate for the president of the
Oh,
United
that's
States is
crazy.
just unbelievable to me. It really is, because like you and I have said it many times, we know if this was Michelle or Barack or any other black person running for office, it never got this far.
Not at all.
Because they would, yeah, they would never got this far, and they would have been in jail already. So, but I, you know, I saw that story. I just had to talk about it a little bit. But no, Trump, you're not Mandela. Just stop it. So, just stop it. Please, just stop it.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. I think you got a story for us here, don't you?
Yep. So Dave, before I start the story, I want to ask you a question, and it's no catch 22. Tell me one of name me one of your hobbies, something you like to do when you have free time.
Something I like to do when I have free time. Nowadays, because I know in the past I had a couple of them, but nowadays I think it's just chilling and watching TV, man. You know, when I get the time to do it.
Okay. Why don't you give me one of your hobbies outside the house?
Outside the house, that's funny. I'm trying to think. Shopping.
Okay. Let's say, let's say you were going to go on a date, and the person you were going to go on a date with, you told her that, one of the things you like to do is go shopping. And she said, "Well, Dave, for our first date, why don't we go shopping?" And I'm sorry, not necessarily like you buying her stuff or she buying you stuff, but you'll go out to different stores together and look at stuff. How would you feel about that? As a first date.
If it's something that both of us like to do, I wouldn't have a problem with
Okay, so our next story, it says woman goes viral after slamming man's first date to feed the homeless. So,
Wow.
yep. So when I saw the title of this, I just kind of chuckled because, I mean, I understand both sides, but I have my own side too. So there was a woman who went viral on social media, and she said that she had been talking to a guy with the telephone, and just through their conversation, she had mentioned to the guy that about once, at least once a month, that she goes and feed the homeless. So the guy, upon listening to what she said, "Okay, well, if that's something you do at least once a month, maybe we can do that on the first date. On the first date, we can go somewhere and feed the homeless." And her reaction was, in fact, I'll read what her reaction was. It started with the N-word, and
Wow.
it said the N-word invited me on a date to go feed the homeless as a first date. 'Cause I said that once a month I go feed the homeless, she tweeted. So his brain told him that that should be a date. If I'm meant to be single forever, I'm okay with that, but please stop sending stupid my way.
Wow.
Okay. So now that you know the context of what happened, how do you feel about that? I want to say it's kind of weird because if somebody, well, in fact, I'll get your thoughts, now that we kind of have the range of what happened.
Was it? Last year we did the story on the lady that went got mad at the dude because he was taking her to the Cheesecake
Cheesecake,
Factory.
right?
So, I tell you, we're just in a different day time these
Yeah.
days, right? So she got mad at dude because he wanted to take her to do feed the homeless, which was something that she says she liked to do
Right.
once a month,
At least once a month, yeah.
at least month once a month. So if somebody said that to me, because I tell you, I've done a first date where I actually met the person for the first time in church. And so, and that was real cool because they thought it was real cool that I would even do that, because that person was very involved in their particular church. And I said, well, I'll come there. And they said, well, that'd be awesome. So this says a lot about who this person is because that should be something that she should be jumping for joy that the guy even would want to do that.
Yeah.
And especially shows what type of heart and what type of person he possibly has. Because, of course, some people might do it for alternative reasons to try to
Right.
make a good impression, But it sounds like this guy really, really wanted to do something that he knows that she liked to do.
Right. And you let me tell you, it's funny because it made me think, does she really like to feed the homeless? Because so,
Or maybe she was lying.
yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Because, so it made me think of, and David, you can imagine because we don't or never did this, but you know how you'll be talking to a girl and, you may exaggerate some things or fib on some things to make yourself look better. Can you imagine if she doesn't really feed the homeless at all? Maybe she don't even want to be around homeless people, and so she says it, and then when he kind of not calls her out on it, but takes that opportunity in her mind, she's thinking, "Dang, I just said that to make myself look good. I don't really want to feed the homeless."
And especially, I don't want to go on a first date feeding the homeless, but
Right.
Nowadays people are looking for people that are unique and people that they can mesh with on a whole different level these days. And of course, you always still got to be, because now with the whole Reese Tisa stuff that came out, now it's even going to be harder to try to date and to meet somebody that you feel comfortable with and be able to move, into a relationship with, because now not only are you worried about whether this is a good guy or a good female, or a good guy or a good girl, you also got to worry about if they're who they say they are,
Yeah,
now.
definitely.
So, and because that's been magnified even more now. So when you got somebody who says, well, why don't we get together and we'll make it our first date and it's something we can do together. Now, I think that's, if it's sincere, I think that's a pretty noble thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. Because you know what?
I would do something like that.
Yeah, because I was trying to think into myself. Okay, so if I like a girl and she, as a first date, she suggests, And I mean, or I suggest, well, in this context, she suggests, if she suggested something that I say I like to do, or something I say I do a couple times a month, I personally don't see the problem with it.
And I wouldn't either. I mean, I think it's a very, very good attempt to try to meet a person on their level. And that's what everybody hopes to do, is to meet the other person on their level, regardless of
Right.
what, the situation may be. 'Cause I assume, because like a lot of times with most situations, that this is, maybe they met online initially, and maybe they've been doing some talking up until this point, and this person said, okay, well, when we meet for the first time, maybe this is what we should do.
Right.
And like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's a great, I thought it was a great idea, actually.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, just something I wanted to bring up real quick, just to get your thoughts on it, because
Right.
things have changed.
Yeah, things have changed, and it's going to get rough. I mean, nowadays, man. Oof. There's so much going on out here when it comes to the dating thing, and getting to know a person anymore, and all of that kind of stuff. It's like the song says, life is hard out here for a pimp, so it just, when you think about it, when you finally meet somebody that actually could be somebody that's a good person, and you block them in this type of thing, you might be blocking your blessing. You may be blocking your blessing, so, but hopefully, that particular person who was the person that was slammed, I'm sure if there was a comment section, everybody said, well, if you don't want, I'll date you. That sounds like something I would want you to do, or whatever, because that's how people are. I'm sure he'll land. I'm sure it was a guy, right? I'm sure he'll land on his feet. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. So, and she'll probably want them after somebody else gets them.
Yeah,
Yeah, there you
probably.
go. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how that turns out. All right. Well, we're finally to Leonard's favorite point of the show, which is Dave's Corner. I don't know why this is his favorite part of the show, but he loves it so much. I just figured, so. I got a question for you today, okay? And my question for you is, if you had a chance to invent something that would be considered life-changing for you or mankind, I'm going to say, what do you think you would invent? And tell me why.
So, and this kind of goes back to the old school sci-fi days. I think I would invent a machine that you can teleport.
Teleport.
And yep, and it kind of makes me think, of course, watching Star Trek, where they're, beam me up, Scotty. But, I think this machine you would, and if I invented it with, let's say some respect for mankind, I would probably make it almost like airports, train stations, bus stations, where, there were designated places that you could teleport from and to, just so you're not teleporting, inside the bank and all that stuff. But, Dave, can you imagine going to the airport and walking through an X-ray machine, and like on the other side, you're at the Atlanta airport? You know,
That would
like
be cool. That
seamlessly.
would be cool. That would cut out a lot of traffic, and a lot of hustle and bustle. You don't have to, you take what you need with you, do what you got to do, and come back. I mean, even with the old, looking at those old Star Trek shows and watching it, that was always, man, that would be so cool if you could really do that. But yeah, that's not a bad idea. I give you some credit on that one.
I mean, every once in a while I come correct with Dave's Corner.
Yeah, every now and then. Every now and then he comes correct. Actually, my invention is sort of on the same level. We were kind of thinking in the same realm, but slightly different. My thing would be a time machine. And with the sole reason of this time machine, of course, there's the obvious because I've talked about in the in going being able to go back in the past, and I only need to go back a day or two so I can go get the numbers that
Oh,
I need to
yeah.
get. But that in this case, I'm the time machine that I would like to create would be a time machine that you, when you find out that you have you a illness that could, cause you to die. It would be so cool to be able to step into like cancer or diabetes or whatever the case may be. It would be so cool that once you got that diagnosis, you got that diagnosis, that you could step into a machine that takes you back to when you were healthy.
So in computer worlds slash websites, we call them backups. Basically, like a lot of times you have a website and it goes down, you get a virus, you can be like, oh, well, 1 month ago I did a backup of the website, everything was working fine, so I'll just reinstall that backup and everything will be good.
Well, it's so funny that you said that because I had a name for my time machine.
Oh Lord,
Guess
here you
what? Guess what the name was? Restore.
Oh,
And that's exactly what you just talked about.
it is, it is. And in fact,
Look at us thinking at the same time on
in
the same
fact,
stuff.
you and you're even more correct than I am
Yeah.
because they usually say, do you want to restore the backup?
And Restore is the perfect name for something like that is because you're restoring yourself to a point that you, before your illness or injury or whatever the case may be. Just think. So if you have something like that, you wouldn't lose your loved ones that you knew that were dying or whatever, or friends or whatever the case may be. Just imagine if you had something like that for your parents, that was around when your parents were going through what they were going through, or my parents were going through what they were going through. And you could just say, step into this time machine, push a couple of buttons, and they come out, and everything would be fine,
So Dave, let me ask you this. Is this your personal or is this something for the general public?
I think it would be, well, of course, I would use it too, but it would be something for everybody because you think everybody has that those people in their lives that they wish could come back or could be healed from the injury illness. What about we had somebody on our show recently that's dealing with, she had an injury where she can't walk, but she's learning how to walk all over again. Just imagine, somebody like that, you can put in the machine. Okay, we're gonna restore you back to where you were before. So that would be so cool. Now, the only thing with that, of course, is we have to deal with the fact that now we're messing with God's stuff. You know what I mean? But it would be still be so cool for those in who are having to deal with those terminal diagnoses or injuries or whatever the case may be. So that would be mine. Yeah, I thought that would be pretty cool if we had something like that that was available to us. So folks, let us know what your thoughts would be. What would you invent? What would you invent that would not only help yourself but be able to help mankind? You know, and be something that would definitely be something that was needed and useful, as a new invention. Okay. Drop it in our chat or drop it on our page. Let us know. Always like to hear what you guys have to say when you guys give us feedback. All right. So that's our show. That's our show for tonight. We definitely want to thank again Miss Valerie Newman for spending time with us earlier. And look out for that EP of hers, Spellbound, and her band Spellbound. And we hope to hear a lot from her in the near future. Lynn, you got anything you want to add prior to us signing off?
No, Dave, you know, same old, same old. Hope everyone has a great week and catch us back next week.
Okay. Well, that's it, folks. And thank you and good night.
Join us next week for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.